But, you know, it's a lot of sadness here in the state and across the country as we see once again another tragic ending of a traffic stop in Brooklyn Center.
Yes. It is a long period of reckoning.
So there has been some calls for some reform and things like that, but it seems with like with most things in government, it seems to be moving slowly.
Well, so we have in the Minnesota House, we have been working on reforms to the criminal justice system for 3 years, and we have had little in the way of interest from Senate Republicans in working with us. But last summer, after George Floyd and the civil unrest, we were able to work with Senate Republicans and pass a package of reforms. Right now, after the death of Dante Wright, we again are pushing reforms that we think can help make a difference in the criminal justice system on issues of race. And we think we're seeing some movement from Senate Republicans again on a willingness to work with us. Unfortunately, it feels like we have to have an active tragedy situation in order to get an opportunity to make change. And Dante Wright, George Floyd, had to die in order to make a political system be responsive to the needs of the black community in Minnesota, and it shouldn't be that way.
So what sort of... can you just a quick overview on the reforms that were passed with some bipartisan support last summer?
We changed the use of deadly force standard for police officers so that it would be harder for them to protect themselves when they take a life in error or intentionally. We eliminated chokeholds. We ended warrior-style police training. We changed the system of arbitration for police discipline to make it less tilted in favor of police officers. And this year we are changing requirements for body cameras. We're changing the statute of limitations for wrongful death suits against officers or cities. And we are looking into all the legal protections that allow police officers to take life with little risk of being held accountable. So we know that police officers in many, many cases have difficult jobs. We also know that the situation we have in Minnesota for especially black men is dangerous and it cannot continue. So we are looking for a path that creates an opportunity for better training for law enforcement, for more accountability in the system, and to make communities and people all over Minnesota safer. Not just a few people, not just the majority, but every person in Minnesota should be safe from crime, and people shouldn't be victimized by our police.
So Bemidji is one of, I'm sure, many communities that is looking at a police advisory committee. Is there going to be any change about how much authority such a committee might have over the police force?
We do have a bill to create a local option for authority by a civilian police oversight board to have more ability to make changes in local police departments. So we are creating an opportunity for communities like Bemidji to do that in legislation.
All right. So, of course, with such tragedy, the legislature still has a lot of its usual work to do, particularly with the committees and budgets and things like that. What's on the committee agenda this week?
We are starting to pass our major budget bills. So we are taking up a transportation bill, a housing bill, legacy, which is that sales tax that goes to hunting and fishing and outdoors and the arts. That bill is coming up this week. We have a state government finance bill that's coming up. And next week we'll be working on taxes, higher education, K-12. All the rest of the state budget will be passed off the House and Senate floors this week and next week. That then sets up the conference committees where we negotiate out our differences.
All right. Well, Ryan Winkler, is there anything else you wanted to be sure to mention before I let you go today?
Well, I think that I would ask people to really consider dialing down their hot takes on issues related to race and crime and police, really think about what kind of communities we want to live in, whether we can all be safe together, and what kind of policing we want in Minnesota that respects all lives, including Black lives, and actually is genuinely there to protect community public safety. And if people are amped up and using a lot of rhetoric and being partisan and scoring points, we can't create that kind of public safety, and we need to.
All right. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me today.